Organize Me Radio, episode 21, At Home with Nikki. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I am so excited for today's guest. She is the creator of At Home with Nikki and the author of Beautifully Organized, Nikki Boyd. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so excited that you're here. I'm fanning out a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. So we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into it. So you have a very popular YouTube channel. So tell us about that. What made you decide to start your channel?
Well, I'm a military spouse and we were stationed in the UK. And so we decided to make Charleston our home, Charleston, South Carolina. So when we got here, my husband was like, it's time for you to follow your dreams. You've been supporting me in my career all these years. You know, whatever it is you want to do, you do. I did not know what that was. I was like, can I make a career out of eating Snickers all day? I don't know. I just didn't know. I was lost. You know, middle-aged women lost. But I turned on, I had a little point and shoot camera one day and I filmed myself putting together a DIY project. And then I started just filming myself doing things around my house, whether organized and decorating. And I put it on YouTube. No one watched for the longest time but my mom. Because I was consistent and I just enjoyed doing it, it started building a following and building a following, and almost 10 years later now.
So you have so many great videos. What is your process?
So the name of my channel is At Home with Nikki. And so it's basically, I got the name from, you know, I just wanted you, whatever I was doing in my home, I would take you with me. And so that's kind of how I build my content. Whatever's going on in my life, that's what I like try to share. So if I'm getting ready to host something, I want to take you on that journey. If I'm getting ready to organize my bathroom sink, then I want to take you on that journey. So I kind of follow what's going on with me and just turn the camera on.
Do you ever fear that you might run out of content? Because you have a lot of videos. Do you ever fear that you, do you ever feel like you have to maybe reinvent the wheel and get like creative with the type of content you come up with?
Sometimes I do feel the pressure of, okay, you know, or you have those spells where you feel like you're not creative or you don't know what you want to do next. And I find that when I get like that, I take a break. Because that's usually a sign I need to just take a break and then I get inspired again, you know, in a week or so. So that's usually when you'll see I'll take a break, but that does happen to me. But I just, I find that just following what I am doing in my life tends to work for me. So it just, you know, if I'm, because with your home, there's always something to do. There's always something you can do in your home.
Right,
and so that just really creates more content for me.
Now, do you have a team of creatives that you work with to come up with content? Or, I mean, like you said, I feel like, being in your home, it is like ever changing. So it's a great place for content. But has the pandemic affected anything? Have you done more projects during the pandemic?
Well, actually, yes, because you're home and you're sitting in the house and you're like, ooh, we can work on this. Mm-hmm. Husband's home, we can work on this. Mm-hmm. So we have started a lot of projects. We put new floors in the last couple months. We redid the entryway. A lot of projects we did pick up and kind of handle during that time. So again, it goes to where life, you know, it kind of dictates the art. And so as far as the team, I'm my total creative, like with my content and I do all of that. I do have support as far as like administrative support, because I do, as a professional organizer, have clients and things like that. So they help manage the flow of that. And I do have a video editor that takes that load off, because that's a big part of it. You know, you create all this content, but then you have to get it edited. And, you know, hours and hours of work. So I now have an editor that kind of helps me with that.
So do you have an all-time favorite video? I know you have hundreds of videos on there. Do you have an all-time favorite?
I think one of my favorites was the Christmas. When I had my first Christmas years ago, I had my family up and I did the Christmas buffet, and everyone really enjoyed that video. So I guess that kind of made me love the video also. And then also my very first video, which is awful. It is, it's probably one of the, just the, as far as quality, but it's so sentimental, you know? And so I would have to say that's probably one of my favorites.
So I have a YouTube channel too. It's definitely not as popular as yours. I don't have nearly as many videos on the channel as you do, but I started it back in 2014 when I was pregnant. And when you talk about the quality of the video, I completely understand because it was terrible. It's almost as if it was like an SD. It might've been an SD. I don't know, but I completely understand. So with your older videos, do you keep them on your channel? Have you ever like gotten rid of any? Have you like tried swapping any out?
No, because I feel like that's a part of the journey. And the beautiful thing about it is because some of the viewers that have been with me in the beginning are, they're still with me now, and they've been on this journey with me, and it's like our story. And so I don't want to take away our story, you know? So they've been through my home in so many different phases, and they've seen me through so many different things, and no, so it's definitely, all of it's up there.
So tell me about your professional organizing business. Are you actually going into people's homes to help them get organized?
No, I actually do all virtual. So all of my services are virtual, especially with the pandemic now. Prior to the pandemic, I would go into the homes, but I still did a tremendous amount of virtual sessions. And I find that it allows me to really help more individuals because I'm one person. And when you go in the home, it's harder to really make that change. And with the type of organizer I am, it's not for me about going in and really just putting bins and baskets in a closet or tweaking this. It's about life changes, you know, kind of creating systems in your home and working with you and the family to work together as a family to really run an efficient home. So I like to really incorporate a lot of that into my sessions.
Okay, so your book, Beautifully Organized. All right, so when I opened this, it was just like, it was so beautiful. Like everything about it, like when you open the pages, everything is just so pretty. You are a woman after my own heart because I too am someone who loves aesthetics. I love looking at a beautiful space. Tell me about your book. What made you decide to write this? And it's so pretty. Are all of these pictures of your house?
Yes, all the pictures in the book are my house. Yep. And so that was really special for me too, because, you know, I wanted the book to reflect kind of the YouTube channel, you know, taking you through my house. And now we have it in a resource, in a book also, all the things that I have shared plus, you know. And so the book really, as you go on the journey, I started the YouTube channel and I opened the business and I was, you know, things come. I was not quite ready a few years ago when I was approached about writing the book, so I didn't do it. And then I reached a point where it's time. I want to take all this information and I'm ready to put it in a book. And it was a journey, but it was a beautiful journey. And, you know, it is truly like having a baby. It's like, I felt like I've nurtured this thing, you know. And it's really just have been such a beautiful resource for so many. And when I went into it, I wanted it to be so informative and so functional, but beautiful, just like how I like to organize, you know. So I wanted the cover to be beautiful. I wanted it to be a coffee table book that you can use. But when you open it, it changed your life within your home. Yeah, so that's kind of my goal with it.
And I feel like when you read the book, when you look through the book, it really is a room by room type deal. Like you can open it, you can go into your kitchen and read your book and really use it kind of like as a manual. What do you hope people gain from reading your book?
I hope that it is life-changing for them in their home. I hope that it will reduce stress in their life. I hope that it will save them money. I hope that it will allow them to have better relations with their family and really have a home that rejuvenates them. You know, our home is so important to us. You know, we go out into this crazy world. We need to come somewhere that just welcomes us. It makes us feel happy, rejuvenated. And that's kind of what I want the book to do for people.
So can I just ask, how do you keep it so together? I have kids, and I know you said your husband retired, so then you're able to start the business and everything. And my kids, I'm constantly running behind my kids and cleaning up and everything. Do you ever have little kids that rummage through your house?
Oh yes, nieces and nephews and oh, they love it. But because I you know, I love a beautiful home, but I love a home that anyone who comes in feels welcome, and I don't want them to feel like they're in a museum, you know. So you know, they come in and they do it all. But you know, for me, it's not about perfection and everything being, you know, just perfect. It's about an experience in your home, having that experience in your home. And I always tell myself, because just like anyone else, I get overwhelmed. I put too much on my plate, everything, you know. But what I always do is I always hit that reset button on myself. And I tell myself, the world is not going to end if you don't get everything done. The world is not going to end if your living room has toys on the floor right now. You know, it will get picked up. So, I put myself first before I put, you know, kind of the obligation of having to get everything done. But systems, you know, I think when you go into a home, if you create the systems as you start the home, it helps it run smoothly. A home is just like a business. You know, if you go into an organization and you don't meet with your team members, and if you don't have any structure or any systems, it's chaos and you can't be profitable. It's the same in your home. If you don't communicate with your family, create systems, this workable systems for the family, then your home becomes chaotic. You know, and one big thing I always try to stress to families is, a family is not just that one person, it's the whole family. Incorporate the whole family in the process, even the little ones. You know, at the age of five, I was folding towels. I knew how to fold a towel. And okay. I fold a towel the same way I fold my towels now. It's the same way my mom taught me to do it at five. You know, so.
Right, teach them young, right?
yes, so. That's a huge part of it. And as moms, we tend to do that. We tend to try to take it all on. We feel like we have to do the laundry. We have to cook the dinner. We have to meal plan. No, you can meal plan as a family. The whole family can meal plan, you know. So, you know, and you have better buy-in with your kids, you know, if they're a part of the process, you know.
I love that because, like you said, as women, as mothers, we feel like we have to take on everything, but we don't. We can share the task with everybody else in the household.
And it's actually better for the family because you're setting your kids up for success. You're giving them the life skills that they can take with them when they have their home. Yeah, yeah.
Love that. Okay, so recently in our industry, I feel like there's been a spotlight kind of on Black women who are professional organizers because all of the things that, you know, went on during the summer. I myself started NABPO, which is the National Association of Black Professional Organizers, about 3 years ago with five other women. So I'm one of the founding members and I'm the current president. And we have gotten so many people from NAPO, people from ICD, you know, reaching out to us, trying to figure out, you know, what they could do, you know, to help with diversity in our industry. Being a Black woman and being in the South, have you ever had any roadblocks in the professional organizing industry?
Absolutely. It's about feeling included or being seen. You know, in my community, you know, if there's so many, not even outside of professional organizers, African-American women with businesses, small businesses. Mm-hmm. But when you look at publications within our business or you look at things, it's like we're invisible, you know? And so that's been very frustrating for me because it's like, you know, I work hard. I'm a part of this community. I give back to my community, but they don't see me. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's been, you know, a big part of the problem. And then within the industry, like with when I first started with the professional organizer, I went to and I looked into NAPO, but then I'm like, I did not see me there. I was like, I did not see me represented. And I was like, you know, I know there's other Black professional organizers. I know we love our home. And I, you know, so it just, that's, I think, been one of the disheartening things I've seen. that I would love to see change with. And like you said, I am seeing where more organizers that didn't even know I existed, didn't even know I had a book, are now reaching out. Oh, I didn't realize you, you know, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Which is kind of mind blowing to me, because every year, I feel like for the past few years, I've been getting an email about the top, and I don't even know where this email comes from, but it's a list of the top organizers, the top YouTube channels for organizing. And your name is always at the top of the list. Like, your name is always number one. I don't know if you've heard of this list. I'll have to figure out where that list comes from.
And that's a huge blessing. That really is, you know, to you know, work hard and then see that someone sees you. Because, you know, and like, as an African-American woman, you know how, you know, in so many things we're not seen.
Right.
And so to really be recognized for something that I'm passionate about is huge for me. It really is.
Well, I have to say, Black women, we definitely see you. You know, I told some of my organizing colleagues that I was having the chance to meet with you, and they're like, oh my God, that's so exciting, you know? So we see you, we see everything that you're putting out there, and we love what you're doing. Because it's like, it's really bringing recognition that, yeah, Black women do this too. Yes. You know,
yes. And do it well, and do it well, and run businesses, and run our families and our homes, and yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, so speaking of the industry and people, just some people not realizing that you even existed, which I don't even understand how that can happen. Are you gonna do a Netflix show or anything like that? Do you have anything like that that you're working on?
I have no clue what I'm going to do. You know, this journey has been so unreal for me. I just, you know, I didn't even know when I turned on that YouTube camera that I would be doing YouTube videos. I barely knew what YouTube was. And so I've tried in this journey to just kind of follow my heart, and whatever is the opportunity that comes, I kind of just say, okay, is this something that I feel right about? Is this something that's going to be good for my business, my family, my life? So who knows what I'm going to do next? I have no clue, but I do welcome all the wonderful things that are out there in an effort to get out there and share my love of professional organizing.
And I love that, because it also shows, you know, when you are operating in your purpose, great things come to you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I love that. So one of my favorite things to ask every organizer that I interview is, what are your favorite products?
Yeah. Oh, so many, too many. So I would say I love the bamboo drawer organizers. Those are huge for me. Like, and the reason why is because it allows you to take a plain drawer and it makes it looks customized. Mm-hmm. And being a military, you know, we were a military family, we always moved around. So one time the drawer may be this size, one time it may be this size, but those organizers allow you to, you know, kind of move with you, because they are expandable and they look custom and they make your home feel special to you, even if it's a temporary home. So those are one of my, I guess, my top.
I love those too. I love drawer organizers.
Yeah.
So I would also love to know, what is your greatest achievement as an organizer?
It has to be my viewers and my clients. I mean, it's been life-changing for me. You know, at one point I questioned if this was what I was supposed to be doing. I didn't know, you know. And in the middle of the night, I was like, you know how you have that restless night? And so I checked my email, and a lady writes to me, and she said, I got out of my bed for the first time in 2 years because of you. She said, I was laying in bed, my husband passed away, I have 3 kids, and I just started watching your videos.
Wow.
And she said, I got up today, I went and bought me a teacup, I organized my fridge, my kids' lunches are ready, and I'm just bawling. Wow. Because at that point I realized, this is not about just doing something, this is life changing, this is a calling, you know. So I think my biggest is just the connections with my viewers. I've made so many friendships, and my clients, I love them. Oh my, it's just, that's been huge for me.
I love it, because I feel like I can, you know, feel exactly what you're saying, you know, and I know that it's genuine. And that probably also speaks to the success of your YouTube channel, because you're just a genuine person. It's not like you're just putting on a show. You're really helping people.
Yes. And it's just, it's amazing. And it's you think organization, yeah, you think it's nice to have, but you, I don't, you know, when you see someone who is really stressed out and then we organize a space and they're like a new person. And I know you've experienced this with clients before. It's just, it's that feeling you can't take. And even, you know, my team members that, you know, they work for me and they've never done organizing before and they'll go with me or they've done a project with me and they're like, oh, I feel so good. And it brought so much joy to their life, helping someone else organize their space. So it's huge. It's a huge reward in this industry. It really is.
So Nikki, do you have any upcoming projects that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, yes, it may be a third book creeping in there soon. So that's something to look out. I'm really wanting to, with this whole pandemic in everything that's going on, you know, working from home is a big thing now. And so I really want to share some organization as it pertains to work and kind of office and things like that. So that's something that I'm really, you know, I'm passionate about that also.
Okay, so we're going to be looking out for that. And can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Well, I'm At Home with Nikki everywhere on social media, and it's N-I-K-K-I is how I spell my name, and my website, athomewithnikki.com, and of course, the YouTube channel, At Home with Nikki. Would love for you guys to come over there and check me out.
Nikki, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to our listeners. I really appreciate it, and I'm so glad that I got to meet you.
Oh, same here. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. And make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. And remember, get organized, go further. You're listening to Organize Me Radio. I am Naima Ford Goldson.